My tenure, in Jefferson City, Missouri. In the course of a person's life, paths will cross again, and such is the situation which took our family to Jeff City. Gov. Kit Bond was the newly elected Republican government in MO, and he had appointed Jim Spradling, an attorney from Carthage, to become DIR of the Department of Revenue. Jim and his wife Sandy had become good friends of ours when I coached in Carthage. We both shared the same political philosophy. He called me after the election and offered me the position of DIR of Motor Vehicles and Licensing, a department of 550 people and under his responsibility. It gave me the opportunity to prove that government could perform more efficiency, with fewer people, and also save taxpayer dollars. Democrats had controlled the state for about 30 years, and patronage was so bad that there were paid elevator operators for self-service elevators in the Jefferson Building where our department was located. We implemented a management philosophy called management by objective. We not only wiped out a 6-week backlog in the production of driver's licenses, but we reduced that staff by 10% and saved $1 million a year in operations. We received a very nice editorial from the Jeff City Tribune on our accomplishment. I hired Don Hiskey to run the Department of Motor Vehicles, and he did a superb job. I forged a bid for MO. Driver's license production, pitting the central issue approach Kodak versus the instant issue approach from Polaroid. In the bidding, we got Kodak to pay the postage for all the mailed licenses and a price reduction in addition. Major saving. I also bid the production of license plates. We were paying more for the plates produced by the 3M Co. over a process called beads on paint housed in St. Louis. These two major rebids and the reduction of staff by 10% accounted for the $1 million a year savings. Now, I knew firsthand how more efficient government could be run. We did it. While in Jeff City, I played slow pitch softball for Mid-State Oil Co. We won several state championships, and in 2010 we were collectively inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. Awesome teams. We also built a home in Jeff at Woodward Lake, about one block from the home we were in. We hired one very skilled carpenter, and then Peg, our boys Doug and Matt, as well as me, built most of the home. It was a split-level design, Tudor look, and about 3,300 square feet. My dad did the plumbing. This was in 75 to 76, and the 76 election caused a change of employment as Kit Bond lost the governorship. Literally. Snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Great government, and never should have lost. He picked a very inept political campaign manager who had no real feeling for the state. Kit would come back and retake the office 4 years later, but never should have lost in 76. I was then recruited to become the MO. State Finance Director for the Republican Party. I chose to go to as many counties and Republican functions as possible, seeking Republicans who would pledge monthly. We were experiencing good success, but our staff overhead was eating up the monies I was raising. I finally proposed that the state Republican Party select a single paid staff leader, either myself or Dave Broeker, who had worked for Gov. Bond. The board voted to keep us both. While I was pleased with their personal support, this was not solving our financial challenge. I submitted my resignation, which made the decision for them. Now time for a new position and a return to athletics.